Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Welcome to Papaya 9, not news. Welcome to the island. Papaya. We're here. I'm Neil. We got Jonas here, my friend, the pillow fort.
Let's go.
We got Alan in the back on the ones and twos.
Whoa.
And today we are joined by famous interviewer, field reporter, Saad Alrisa. What's up, buddy?
Here we go. Arisa.
Arisa, what I said?
Saad Alessa, ladies and gentlemen. Boom.
Alessa.
Let's go. It's okay. I love it. Let's go.
You know, I've messed up every brown person's name that's been on the show.
You know what? I was just going to say Saad.
Yeah.
I wanted to just say Saad, and then I felt official about it.
Right.
I fucked up.
No. Habibi, don't worry about it.
Dude, you're going to have a rough time in comedy clubs. They won't, it's hard. Oh, they always ask.
I always say I'm Italian, then they get it right. Because they say Alessa, and I'm like, boom, there you go. If you don't think of it as a Middle Eastern name, it's not a problem.
That's interesting.
And that's true, because if you have a foreign name, you have to find a quick way for white people to get it.
Yep.
Right.
You have to find a way.
I go Neil Ghosh. Ghosh.
I like that.
And then they're like, whoa, this thing.
What's your last name?
Presendu.
Excuse me?
Presendu.
Presendu?
Yes.
Like Presendue?
Very, very close. It's French. So it's Diu.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of Arabic people speak French.
Yeah.
They know my last name off rip. This is like crazy. They speak French. Moroccans. I love Moroccans.
French colony.
Yeah. Yes. Love Moroccans.
Did we agree that they're Arabic, though?
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I mean, it's an Africa.
We didn't know.
No.
We didn't know. Ooh. We're starting the beef up.
Man. Starting the beef.
Right now.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, we're going to start something right here. Wow. Yeah.
Didn't know we could have beef, but we're right. Doing it.
Yeah. We're halal beef we can have. Halal.
Yeah. No, Habibi, no. We don't. No, Habibi, no.
So
we
tell
don't.
Me why Papaya 9. I'm curious.
Well, so Jonas is Haitian. I'm Indian by choice. So.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, you sign up.
Like, does it only grow in India?
It grows
and
in
Haiti?
Yes. No, not only. But okay. It's a common fruit.
Yeah.
Our friends have a podcast with the word mango in it, Mango Bay. Shout out the homies of Sama.
Shout out Mango Bay. I've never been on a podcast where we're shouting out other podcasts.
Oh, dude.
Since the
it's a whole network.
Man.
It's all
love. But they
show mad love.
Mango
Mad love. But
Mango 9?
It's Mango Bay.
Mango Bay.
Mango 8?
No. Yeah. It's actually, they sit on a couch too. And it's very casual.
Really?
So Papaya and then 9, we wanted to have this like local news station tilt.
Mm.
And then 9, P and 9, they're inverses of each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, you know, it just, listen, man.
I'm listening.
the name is like the least kind of, you know,
And we got new logos coming out soon.
We do got some new logos.
We got
I'm
going
to show them to you actually after.
Yeah,
we got some new logos coming out.
On them, yeah,
on Dat Piff. Look out for it. Look out for it. It's going to drop Friday midnight.
Oh, my God, man. But yeah, so the names, you never had to deal with, because so Saad is from Kuwait.
Right.
And how do I spell it, please?
Kuwait or my name?
Your name.
Saad, S-A-A-D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alan, get the globe. Now, where is it?
Where is Kuwait? Kuwait's one of those Middle Eastern countries that people forget about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like, where is it in the schema? Mm-hmm.
It's next to Saudi Arabia and Iraq.
It's in between the two.
Okay.
He said, okay, Habibi.
Yeah. Yes, in between the two. So we have one here, one there, and the ocean here. And it's in the middle.
that's an Iowa public education coming through. Oh, God.
Honestly, in your experience,
but
have
I'm half. I'm mixed.
You're mixed?
I mean, in America, it wouldn't be considered mixed. Mixed.
Okay. You're mixed with what?
Palestinian. I'm half Palestinian.
Oh,
my gosh. Dude, you are a walking war.
I am.
You're a civil war.
Absolutely. Yes. There should be a CNN camera on you at all times.
Yeah.
So have you found that in your experience when you deal with
he's going full air
comics.
Oh, no.
There we go.
More comfortable.
There we go.
Love it. Get comfortable.
When you talk to American people or other comics, right? Mm. Do you find that most of us, myself included, are uneducated?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also like think I'm an uneducated.
Sure.
You know,
about so like America.
About stuff. Yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely.
What's the
I get it.
What's the most kind of misrepresented or misunderstood thing about where you're from?
I think people just have no idea where Kuwait is. It's just there's nothing, there's no misrepresentation because they don't know that it's an Arab country.
There's no representation.
There's so there no can't you can't misrepresent me wow. because you don't know what I represent.
Wow.
How deep is that?
That is deep.
That should be a quote, dude. I'm actually gonna go home and write it. You can't misrepresent me because you don't know what I represent.
Wow. Right.
That's a bar. Deep. Yeah. Yeah. There's your new merch right there. Too.
Yeah. There we go. Sure. Kuwait.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell those shirts to Kuwait.
My thing is, I don't know why, but for some reason, in here particular, the only time I've ever heard of Kuwait is like always like war zone related. Like always.
You know, funny enough, the last war we had was in 1990. So there's nothing going on.
There's always every time I watch the news. Every time.
I don't know what news you're watching.
Or it's watching like, Papaya and I. Kuwait's under attack.
Right. I love how he tried to come off as like, you know, like, let's start
No, this is amazing. Okay, so this is how every news story is, right? They'll be like, oh, we have drones. We have drones, you know, flying over to drop some. It's flying over Kuwait right now. So it's not dropping nothing on Kuwait, but it's like flying over Kuwait, headed over somewhere to drop bombs. It's like, yo, like.
Please send me those clips.
I will pull them up.
Okay.
We'll pull them up.
Yeah, I mean, we went to war with Iraq because Saddam mm-hmm. invaded Kuwait.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
But that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so Saddam was in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys see Osama bin Laden's son? Dude, he's an artist. Like, he's like a really nice.
Really?
He's actually and it's crazy because he looks just like his dad. Just like him.
Which son is he? 142?
No. He's actually the oldest one.
Oh, wow. He's as old as Osama.
Right. One of 42. So. Yeah, dude, he's like an artist. He's like really sensitive. He's like emotional. Yeah, yeah. Like they showed you his artwork.
I mean,
his
terrorists can be sensitive. I'm pretty sure they're super sensitive.
I'm sure they have emotion.
That's kind of the whole point.
Well, yeah,
right?
Why is he a terrorist? Really? Hitler was in fucking art school.
Right, right, right.
And no, he didn't make the cut.
He didn't make one.
Yeah,
well,
and that's why he was
super
sensitive.
Are you for real? He was really
an
artist.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to be an artist. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, but
that's
yeah.
why you don't fuck with artists.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah,
you never know.
You never know
the
where we're going.
So who told them no? Jewish people?
No, the French.
That was
Oh, okay.
The French, I think.
Yeah,
I
but you know, you don't think of ISIS and mm-hmm. you think of like poetry,
right? Right. You know? No, I mean this is unique. If you look at his artwork, and guys, he lives in Arizona.
What?
Habibi, I'll tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
Not. I mean, who knows? I went to summer camp in Switzerland with his first cousin, like his nephew.
Osama's?
Yeah, he was my bunkmate.
What?
Yeah. And I remember I got to the door. It was the beginning of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I think, like 14 or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe younger, 13. Yeah. And I read the thing and it said, I'm not going to say his first name.
True.
Just because I don't know what he's up to. Right. Who knows? Maybe he's an artist too.
Right, yeah, yeah,
and
I
read
know.
It and I'm like, oh. And then I walk in, I'm like, he goes, yes, it's my uncle.
Oh my
God. He knew I was going to ask about it.
Wow. How are you going to ask? Was it the name or the features?
I mean, no, the name.
The name, okay.
Yeah. He looked like Swiss or American. Like,
but isn't Osama a common name, though, in the...
Not in Kuwait, but in the Middle East.
Bin Laden. Is that common? Mm-hmm. Bin Laden?
No, but it's a big family in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay.
Now,
what camp was this?
Oh, it was in Switzerland. It was called Le Rosé.
Like a...
It's just like gifted? To learn French and... other shit that's not useful.
They speak French, man.
Yeah,
that's tight.
Yeah, I don't know French though.
Again, you don't think of like
wasn't paying attention.
Useless camp.
Yeah,
but like Osama bin Laden and then like French, you just don't like think.
But
like
I mean, he's
a very learned.
Their family
man,
is a very good friends with the Bush family.
Yeah,
right. Right. I'm serious.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah,
yeah. I think he built the George Bush Airport. I'm serious. I'm not making up. You can look it up.
Dude, I'm taking you dead serious.
Osama bin Laden built.
Donated. Yeah, they have
ranches.
Oh,
donated. Yeah, yeah. Donated. Okay.
Like before he became Al Qaeda, right?
Really? I don't know any of this. I'm not.
Yeah, we're all learning right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. Wow.
No, I'm serious.
This is why people come to Papaya.
Yeah.
This is it. It's
Papaya.
This
should be the intro. Papaya. You know, when I think of Papaya, I think of vagina. I don't know why.
Yes. No, that was actually a big thing with our logos. Mm-hmm.
Cut that out. Yeah. Or keep it. Who cares?
No.
It's over.
When we have the female guest, we change it to vagina
now. Oh, God. Now we'll cut it. Can we actually just blur out Jones? conspiracy episode.
I remember I was at a house party with one of my Saudi friends, uh-huh. and he has a very deep voice.
Yeah.
And he was pretty shit-faced. And he goes to this girl and goes, baby, you want to come back to my place? And she's like, no. He's like, come on, baby, I'll cut your pussy open like a passion fruit. She looked at the guy next to her and she goes, you want to call an Uber? I said, I'll call it for you. Don't worry about it. And I left with them. But true story.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And then Osama Bin Laden's cousin pulled up in the Uber. Saad.
Oh, but shit. I thought it was a pretty aggressive pickup line.
Cut. The word cut is a horribly aggressive
verb. But why passion
verb.
Fruit?
Passion
There's
fruit.
A lot of seeds.
Right.
Right. But so it also smells really good.
Huh? Right.
It smells so good.
Yeah,
fruit in general is very sexual.
So that's a compliment, a passion fruit. That's
yeah. Cut. He lost it at cut. Because he's a Middle Eastern guy too. Cutting genitalia.
No, but he yeah. Never mind.
So now explain this to me. Is there actually Jared Waters?
Uh-huh.
He actually did stand up in Israel.
Oh.
And it was like a whole interesting thing. And it was an experience. He was talking about how much people, like, they understand the American rhetoric. He didn't have to change anything.
Right.
He was just like, they get it.
I mean, most Israelis are probably American.
Yeah, America owns Israel.
Really?
I mean, that way around.
Israel owns America?
Hell yeah, bro. Good morning at night.
Habibi. I love it.
No, but doesn't America...
That should be my podcast. Good morning at night. But I record it in the morning. So
right.
It'd be good night
but
in the morning.
But good morning, but then when people see it overseas, it'll be night.
Yeah.
It'll be good morning, good night.
That'd just be my catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning at night. That's my
really
second
good.
Shirt. Send me those clips. I need shirts. I'm going to make merch. Anyways, go back to them understanding comedy.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was telling me. He was like, but it's, you
watch
know,
it get canceled.
So it's also this thing of like, you go there, you know, you see the culture, you see the language, you know, he was Tel Aviv Comedy Club.
Tel Habib. It's Tel Aviv, but we're changing it to Tel
Habib.
We're reclaiming it.
This is the Habibi edition, everybody.
This is the plot Habibi thickens. Are you right? Sure you want to go there?
Right. So he was just like, he's like, yeah, we're in. You see everything, and it's just like you go in, and then it's kind of like this, because you get a sense of the culture. You're like, are there things I say I can't say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, but he's not that kind of, he's not testy. His material
right.
works for that.
Mm.
But it was a whole day. I was like, whoa. Like, he took DC Benny with him, too. He
cool.
went out there. I didn't know. It was, you can do that.
Mm.
Blew me away.
That's crazy.
Like a comedy club.
Yeah. I don't think so. Do you think you could perform there?
In Israel?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would perform in Palestine.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
You really wouldn't?
Yeah.
Dude, it's dark. It's dirty what they're doing out there to Palestinians. Okay.
Now,
it's an apartheid.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm black. Am I okay there?
I can't answer that question. I don't know anything about what operations they do there.
Right.
I just know they took our hummus, they took our land. And quite frankly, like, at this point...
they took our tahini.
That's why, you know, it's so funny. I walk down Melrose, and all the Israelis come out like, brother, are you Israeli? And I'm like, not yet. And they're like, what? I'm like, give it a few more years. I don't know.
But you see the culture appropriated here in L.A. You see it like...
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think when he goes there and you saw the culture, like, I think it's a very different culture. The Israeli culture is very different than an Arab culture.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's kind of like a...
Geographically, the same area. Is it? But it's different, even though they're next to each other. So we're saying?
It's inside Palestine. Like, there's no next
right.
to each other.
but the border...
This
the
inside of the papaya. The papaya is Palestine.
We have cut the passion fruit.
we are. Like,
seeds.
I don't know
right.
if you want me to go all
right.
out.
Go.
Saad is slowly realizing we know nothing about
no.
it.
It's not...
He's slowly
listen.
We know nothing.
I will say this, right? I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, like, before moving to America and living in America, I did not like to talk about this topic because I didn't want to offend anyone.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But if it triggers you, you need therapy. That's what I'll say. Because just like the George Floyd incident,
mm-hmm.
it's like people weren't willing to talk about shit
right.
until it hit the fan. And
right.
then everybody's like, oh, now it's so cool to talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
So, yeah.
I can't wait for the time when it's cool to blast Israel on the apartheid and the inequality that's happening there, claiming themselves to be the only democracy
right.
in the Middle East.
Well,
I dare you to
right.
tell me one thing
well,
democratic about that state.
Well, now here's the thing. Now, because we did have a Palestinian on this show.
Right.
And
who?
He did not
who?
Have. Isn't Usama?
Who?
No.
What is
Usama?
He?
Usama? Siddiqui, he's Bangladeshi.
He's bro.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So here's the thing.
But
so,
he's Muslim.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the thing is, I always feel like there's two sides
to
there's
a conflict.
Any conflict across the board, you know, right. And it's like, boom, I would feel like I'd want to get the other side of this too. You understand? Like, right. I want to, you know, I want to get someone out here, like, you know.
What do you know about the South African apartheid?
South African apartheid? Yeah. I do know in Africa, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
No. So, Africa, Glendale.
Right. So, this is
next
is,
to the Galleria. They're doing apartheid.
How are you doing over there?
The right.
I'm good. I'm learning a lot.
It's the quietest he's been the whole episode.
I feel
episode.
Like we need to. Yeah,
Alan had, you had something a while ago, and then we just trampled you.
Let it go.
Was it a question?
I think he was just laughing.
No, he's sitting back. Gone. So this is as little as I know about the South African apartheid. Went away. Well, when it happened, right? Black, white people couldn't be around each other like that.
Right.
And then after that, all I know is it was part of the reason as to why South Africa was just like, yo, white people, you got to give this land back. You got to give this land back to black people.
So it's exactly the same conflict.
I mean, it's a little bit better. I mean, some of the white people, they actually
the
coughed
only
up
difference
that property.
Is, like, Jerusalem is more intertwined in religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so they to use Judaism. Religion yeah. To every religion.
Right. Okay.
And they use it as an excuse that now it's like birthright and we're going back. And listen,
mm-hmm.
I got no hate in my blood.
No.
But if for 100 years, 150 years, 500 years, 3, 4, 5 generations of people are living there, speaking a language, eating a food, surrounded by every country that speaks the same language, eating the same food.
Mm-hmm.
And then the French and the English say, hey, you guys should go there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to France and England. Let's mm-hmm. take France and England and we'll give you Palestine. That's the solution. You want a creative solution?
Now,
without war?
Can we interest you in Slovenia?
No. It's too cold for us.
Okay. Wow. Australia?
No. Not interested. There's a camel problem there. 2 million, there's 2 million stray camels in Australia. I'm serious.
Yeah. Wait,
they
so it's
hunt them for fun. You pay $50, you can get on a helicopter and shoot camels from the helicopter.
Oh my God.
Really? Yeah. In Australia?
And they boycott the companies that make camel meat because it affects the kangaroo meat and the other farm animals and
Dang.
The businesses there. So it's a whole issue. I can go. Let's go.
Are
Where do you want to go?
Have you had camel meat?
How do you like that? Huh? You like that transition?
That's good. No,
still Arab camel, but
no,
we're in Australia now.
Listen, I was gonna transition it into you opening for Miles Jabrani. You want to go off into orange shit, but I want to know.
Shit.
I want to know what it was like.
But it's important to say that I don't hate everyone.
No, you don't. You make no. We don't hate. No, ain't no hate here.
I don't hate anyone.
I hate most people.
Like I get some. I know some Israelis mm-hmm. today that believe that they should give the land back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it. And so I just want us to change the word conflict to apartheid. Mm. Just like mm-hmm. when we say they were slaves, they were enslaved.
Right.
It's a very important distinction.
Sure.
That's all.
Now, well,
thank
okay.
you. You're welcome. Come back.
So yeah, it's just we are so.
You can't cancel me because I'm not on anything. So like I don't do it. You know? I
can't cancel.
My
no.
Show. But I guarantee you, in the future, you'll be like, damn, that was like a George Floyd moment back in time.
He foretold
yeah.
the George Floyd.
Right.
Well, so okay, so here's what I know about Israel.
Camels.
Camels, of course. Number one thing.
They used
about
camels
Israel.
To build it.
To build Israel?
Yeah. Before mm-hmm. and llamas. Before. They had tractors and shit.
Oh wow! Yeah.
They also use them to put them on the box of menthol cigarettes.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Turkish camels too. Was and they were, yeah. It's just
which menthol cigarettes have been canceled.
They have.
We yeah, we didn't speak on. I didn't want to. You know.
Right.
Obviously,
right.
Your family's probably upset.
I have no
well,
idea
they're
why,
Haitians. Well, they're Haitians. Haitians hate. They don't like.
Haitians
cigarettes.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
They hate cigarettes.
Okay,
I don't smoke.
Great.
Yeah, they just hate all forms of it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. They canceled menthol cigarettes. Some people mm-hmm. are saying it's like a new form of like oppression against the black community because it's typically the only people that smoke menthol cigarettes.
Or it's saving more black lives.
Could be that too.
Yeah. Why
could
not?
There's always two sides to a conflict.
Not well. An apartheid.
Like, not, but your use of that word apartheid is a little bit. I think it's going to take a while to stick because when we think of apartheid, we always think of it as one way.
All
race.
Right, I'll ask you a question.
No. I'm just saying that's how we think of it, and right. then it's just like now, and I
so,
think it's
so,
interesting
so,
to use it as like conflict.
For example, I was talking to someone. They're like, "Oh, congratulations! Palestine has elections for their new president." And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Like, they have a president." I'm like, "That leads what? There's no right. army. There's no police." You don't have a passport.
They don't have a mailbox.
It's an open air. Yeah, they don't have a. It's an open air prison. There's no medical supplies going there. Electricity's shut off. Yeah. They don't get food supplies. You have streets. Like, I'm not even from there, bro. Wow. Like, I'm only half Palestinian. Imagine if I was full Palestinian, the information that I'd have. Mm. Like, there are streets. Like, oh, if you're Palestinian, you drive on this side. There's checkpoints. But if you're an Israeli settler, you drive on this side. Right. And it's like, this is an apartheid. Wow. If there's no, that's why it's asymmetrical warfare. You know what I mean? That's right. Why, like. And, you know, I get it. Like, the danger of being oppressed is that you become the oppressor. And that's exactly what's happening. History is going to repeat itself until they have enough. Right. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for the future. I want to live till the end
so
to watch this unfold.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. So I just want us to have...
None of us are going to be alive.
Listen, you want to take the land? Take the land. But I'm tired of seeing French fries, Belgian waffles, Israeli couscous, whatever. Like, you know, give us... Like, even restaurants like Mediterranean, give us Middle Eastern cuisine. Arab hummus.
Right.
We have nothing.
What's the difference between Mediterranean hummus and Arab hummus?
I think Mediterranean, I don't think there's a difference
okay.
in that.
Okay, all right.
Well,
you said it.
No, but I mean the cuisine, like all the restaurants, I think
yes.
it has more of a Greek approach.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yes, 100%. That's right.
Eurocentric. They just lump us in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Well, the Israeli state was just built post-World War II, right? Mm-hmm. Because you know the Jewish were you know 6
after
million,
the Holocaust
the genocide yeah, and so they said we need a state in case this shit goes down again we need a
which
state
I completely understand
that's understandable.
Everyone needs a state and a home
right
but you don't get it by taking someone out of their home
and that's where the rub is and it's gotten so bastardized to a point because
there was an agreement
there was
and they defied all agreements
yeah and it feels weird
but who's gonna tell on them.
Well, the reason I was saying America owns Israel because to me it just felt like the Israeli state was a proxy state for America in the Middle East.
It would be nice. Oh, I mean, that's a good way to look at it. But I beg to differ. Like every country that threatened the independence of the Israeli state was at war with America. So who? I think you know when you're rich, you don't get your hands dirty. You send people. You send goons.
Right. Right.
And that's what it's coming. On. That's why I'm like it's the other way around. Israel's not going to war with any country that's threatening Israel's independence.
Huh.
America's.
Right. Is your dad's side Palestinian or your mom's side?
My mom. It's almost like 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 19 hijackers, mm-hmm. not one's from Iraq. And then George Bush comes out on television and goes, we're going to fight terrorism and we're going to Iraq. And everybody's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Did you find weapons of mass destruction?
Don't say you. Like, yeah,
yeah.
Shit to do
yeah
with,
I didn't go.
This
I
is
didn't
getting
go.
Too political. By the
I
way,
didn't
no,
go.
Hey,
I,
listen.
I didn't go.
Just keep, huh?
I didn't go. I asked.
I used
said
to
no.
worry about talking about this, but I don't anymore.
No, you're fine. It's
well,
not too political.
Well, honestly.
But we can talk about the Mons Gibrani stuff.
You have something, Alan?
Oh, no.
Okay. Alan's like, does Alan have something? Go ahead.
No. All right,
my bad.
No, honestly, I enjoy having these conversations.
No, let's talk about it. So, yeah, we did, it was for oil, right? It was the resource. That's why we did the whole war. And there was a
it's
big...
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things.
I think the oil was like
oil.
Oil was one part. Military industrial complex is another part.
And if you think about it, like if they cared so much about spreading democracy, the first country they should have went to war with is Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Women didn't drive at the time.
That's all
and they were
in, right.
Yeah,
the money's too good.
Right.
And I love every country. But here's the thing. Like if you can't see that and tell like, oh shit, the narrative's twisted, then I don't know what we'll tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now is the Jewish factor also a reason?
No.
Okay.
Like Jews and Arabs?
Yes. Like
there
in terms
Arab
of like
Jews.
I know, but there's like in Israel. Like there was just like, hey, they have more support because there's more Jewish people there. It's like is there
like why America's supporting it?
It's a lot of Jewish
1,000%
white looking Jewish people.
1,000%
white.
No, those are the Sephardic Jews, right?
Yeah, I mean if the, like
but yes.
Like
yes.
Yeah. Blue eyed, blonde hair, white looking Jewish people. It's like I do think for America that plays a factor.
Yeah. I think it's also cool that it's a religion that identifies as an ethnicity.
It is.
I'd love to run an experiment and figure out how they're related.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Is there another?
That's a whole sticky thing,
that's
too.
Wild.
That's
wild. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
Wait,
part,
say
too.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
Like
Judaism is a religion that
identifies as an ethnicity.
As an ethnicity.
It's almost like saying I'm black. Mm-hmm. He's black.
Not Judaism.
We're
Jewish.
All black. But you can be from Russia and be Jewish and be black and Jewish and all of a sudden he's Jewish.
Yeah, whoa. Charlize Theron is technically black.
Really? She identified as black?
No, I mean, she's from Africa. Born in
South Africa.
South Africa, born
she
in
was,
Israel.
She was inside.
See,
the apartheid.
I have a problem with that.
What do you think? You don't consider people from South Africa like African?
If you're white, You identify as black? That's a color.
No, I'm saying on paper, we don't put... but I'm saying on paper, on tags, we don't put black. It's African-American. So...
Charlize Theron would tick African-American?
I mean, if we're being technical about where you're born.
No, she's not African-American. She's South African.
South... But I'm saying that's still... That's
but
still,
here, they don't care. It's all one.
Yeah.
It's all one
thing. So it's like, why would... You know, that? Why would that
I'm
be...
Getting, not only am I getting canceled, I'm getting deported. This. We live in fear. Up what? Let's go, baby. Yeah,
this is the Wild West. Let's actually bring him out.
Yeah.
No, Charlize Theron probably identifies as white.
Yes.
If I was as hot as Charlize Theron, I'd identify as anything.
You could do anything.
Yeah. I mean, again, in Hollywood, she better identify as white.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Again, but dude, I want to talk about Maz Rubani, man. I want to know what that's like. Like I was telling you earlier, I think he's funny. I like him.
Yeah,
I like what he does, and I want to know what that was like being out there
in your home. It was your hometown, home state.
So shout out to Maz Rubani, first of all. Honestly, one of the most humble, respectable human beings I've ever met.
I've heard about.
Yeah, he's a gentleman, true gentleman. I even did a show for him at the Irvine Improv, the car thing.
Yeah,
that I don't know what it's called, like a comedy drive-through, drive-in.
Yeah.
And he's such a beautiful soul. Like he cared so much about my set. Like you know, talked to me afterwards. Like just. I love that. But the hometown show, I was booked to open for someone else, and I said no before Maz.
Carrot Top?
Huh?
Carrot Top?
What's that?
You don't know who Carrot Top is? No. Oh, my God. Carrot Top is like America
first of all,
to 1,000.
Yeah, dude.
He's got this big orange afro, and he's a prop comic. Mm-hmm. He basically just has like a chest full of stuff. He'll like open it up and do like voices.
He started in Tel Aviv.
I thought it was a nickname.
No, he didn't start.
I thought it was a nickname for another comic.
Oh, hilarious.
So I wasn't sure.
No.
That's his name?
He goes by that. And now he's like all morphed out. Like he's all like Botoxed and shit, but he's ripped.
He's buff, yeah.
Yeah, Carrot Top is ripped now.
There are people who like run into, like my friends on Facebook who will run into him like, you know, in Florida somewhere, just in the middle of nowhere. And I'll see a picture, I'll be like, ugh.
He's in Florida?
He's still on the road. He travels literally across.
He makes money.
Yeah, he sells out.
He makes money.
And he is entertaining. He is entertaining.
I'll check him out.
Yeah,
I won't.
Yeah, but you know, but like off. But so anyway, you're out there. You're out there with Maz. You're showing love.
So you're in Kuwait. You say no to this other opener
before
to this headliner.
Then like, hey, you want to open for Maz? And you know, one of his guys, like tour managers, comes out, checks me out doing a show here. And and it happened. We put it together.
So you were in L.A. when you got booked on it.
Yeah.
But they knew that you were
because they wanted
Kuwait.
A Kuwaiti talent to open for him. And there was a Kuwaiti in L.A. doing comedy, so they're like, wow.
Okay. It literally just by you being on social media and being like, hey, I'm a Kuwaiti.
It was through my podcast.
Whoa.
She saw the Saw Truth and she was like, oh, I like this guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So then they flew you back out, probably on coach, right?
No.
Wow.
Emirates. Did you fly Emirates?
That was part of my
I negotiated.
Yeah.
That's right. Rider. Let's go. This is no Arab humming.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, I studied to be a lawyer, so like I had to do my own negotiation.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was fun.
Yeah.
I flew back business. I felt like asking for first is too much as an opener.
Business is great. That's incredible.
And then
Oh, dude, flying business international. We got to do it once when we went to India.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
It completely changes the whole thing that you're like on a plane for 17 hours.
Right.
You're just, it's full open.
But I missed my flight coming back and I had to do economy.
Ding.
Yeah.
It's humbling.
Such an idiot.
It's humbling when you walk past that curtain.
Yeah. I missed my flight because I was checking out books. Like I went to the gate and the guy's like, come back in 5. I'm like, great. 5. I'll go to the bookstore. I went all the way to the bookstore at the airport and they're like, last call, Saad. And I start running. Right. They're like, it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Listen, Judd Apatow's book is that good.
Yeah.
It's very good. What book was it? Do you know the remember the book?
I was just flipping through shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
You missed a flight just flipping through.
That's on you, dog. I'm not gonna lie. It's called Mastery by Robert Greene, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you want to go back to the show thing?
Yeah, no.
No. We'll get back into it.
Yeah.
So you—that's on your way back. You missed a flight. So you go there. It's your hometown.
Yeah.
What's your hometown? What's
Kuwait called? City?
Damn.
Your family come out. Your family come out.
Can we just talk about how kind of unoriginal that is for a name?
Holy
shit.
I mean, Kuwait is as big as this apartment. So like what do you want us to like like that's why I get annoyed when I go somewhere. I'm like, what's the capital of like I'm like, what do you mean capital? Like, this whole place is one place. Like, you know, if I can drive to the border in 1 hour, no, it right. doesn't need a capital.
Wait, so how long would it take you to drive across?
An hour and a half.
Holy wow. shit. Dude.
2 hours, maybe, if you're driving
to get
slow.
Your mic. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just because we're condensed. There's yeah. space. Right. We're not good at utilizing space.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Greece, the show sold out? I mean, did it was
yeah.
a show?
Yeah.
Sold out
so
for
it was
sure.
like 1,891 people.
Wow.
To be exact. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
No probably women, probably. Thing.
No.
Okay. For real?
Women. All women.
Oh, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a Middle Eastern oppression joke.
Oh. Okay. No, for I mean, the women okay, though?
The women are fine.
What do you mean?
Right?
Like, yeah, they're great.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I didn't get the joke. He was
no,
just
no.
like, okay.
I was going to respond to something, but then I was like, it would have been too racist.
I saw him reel it back in his
yeah,
mind.
I was like, I had to give him my tongue.
I saw him reel it back.
Oh, my God. Well, at least as a man, you have a tongue.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God! I was gonna be like just hungry children.
Oh, we're canceled now. We're yeah. canceled. That's
it's
it.
Okay. It's okay. It's funny. It's funny.
Don't worry. So.
But it's interesting that your family moved from mm-hmm. India to Ohio. I feel like the issues are the same.
To mm-hmm. Iowa, but yes.
Oh.
You see how fucking Midwestern I got?
Iowa.
I'm
from
Iowa.
Yeah. Never mind. Cancel that joke, too.
So
you say Ohio.
Alan, how am I looking? Good?
Mm-hmm. Everyone looks beautiful.
Yeah, on your mother's lives, am I not the most entertaining guest?
Engaging.
For sure.
For
not
sure.
for the audience, for you.
Yeah, for us, engaged. Most engaged. Yeah,
why did you
yeah.
not say entertaining, motherfucker?
I know. Here's the thing. We started off and you pushed us right into the deep side of the pool. We didn't get a chance. We didn't get a chance to feel the water. We didn't go in the
nothing.
2 feet part first. Nothing. You just
yeah, that was
and
such
I can't
a
swim.
Comment on my behalf. So, I thought you were gonna like.
Yes,
but
Andy.
You answered. No.
I answered it truthfully.
I was kidding.
Right.
So, and now I look like an asshole on Papaya 9.
So, as a stand-up comic, you know, Andy. We're all comics, but everyone here is comics.
Everyone here.
did you who out there? It's like what are there regions you can and can't do stand-up?
Again, in Kuwait, there are no regions.
No, not in Kuwait. I'm talking about just overall the region.
Yeah, I mean, there are speech restrictions, heavy for sure. Like, I had to send in my script, and I joke about this. I don't know if you watch Plugin, Unconventionally Arab on YouTube.
Please.
It's my short comedy special. It was my performance there. I filmed it, edited, and released it. And they were like, you got to send our jokes. You got to send your jokes.
Wow.
And in English. And then they translated it to Arabic, which, of course, loses all the meaning.
Right.
And they canceled everything. And they called me. They're like, you can't do sex. You can't do politics. You can't do religion. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, just come and be like, hey, good night, you know?
Hey, and, good morning, good night.
And I sent another script, and when they came to watch the, we had like, we call it prova, like it's a French word, prova, like, uh-huh. not, that sounds Russian. In Arabic, it's prova, but in whatever, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, go ahead.
An audition,
yeah.
It's almost
yeah.
like an audition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, you just did 6 minutes, we have you down for 25. And I did my cleanest 6, and I said, yeah. And they're like, all right. And so the next night when I was supposed to perform, I got there. And right before getting on stage, I looked at the booker and my friends. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to do what I came to do. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? She goes, you might go to jail for the night or we get shut down. I'm like, well, everyone's here to see me, obviously. So I got on there and I did my time.
Wow.
20 something.
Just
and
raw.
Raw. I didn't say fuck.
Right.
Like I said F.
Oh, okay.
And I, you know, like. I found a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, I found a way. Watch it. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Now, how did the audience respond?
Great.
They loved it. So, I mean, that's the equalizer.
They were like,
right?
You pushed the envelope. We were here for this shit.
Wow.
This was great. Wow. And then I got off, and then the people that were supposed to regulate the show arrived because mm-hmm. they're Arab. They were late to their own job.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I lucked out. Great. And then when Maz got on, he had to be clean. Wow. And I pretty much did it.
Incredible. Cheers to you.
Excellent.
Wow.
Well done.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well done.
So
because I'm not going to bomb in front of my people.
Right.
For
I'd
sure.
rather go
right.
to jail than be the worst comedian out of Kuwait.
Right. And this here is what we do at Papaya. We only have winners here.
Winners.
Only winners.
Absolutely.
No losers.
Hopefully after this episode.
Yeah. No. We'll figure out what to cut. All right.
No. I mean, I have Jewish agents.
No. I actually want to get even murkier.
Let's go.
Oh.
can we get even murkier?
Does that mean like in America, like more murkier?
Worse.
Or worse?
Yeah, worse. Like
more murkier.
More murk.
Murkier.
Murkier. Yeah, go.
Oh, yeah? More apartheid?
You have chips?
So, man, my thing is it does scare me because it's like, man, it's, you know, there's, you're familiar with the whole thing that was going on in France with the writers.
You keep saying the whole thing in Kuwait, the whole thing this in France.
No, not Kuwait. I'm talking
by
about.
By the way, I'm sorry if we derailed.
No.
It's no, you're good.
Said
no,
I went to the
you're good. You're good. Stop apologizing. Damn.
Man, you're in America now.
Please.
Get murkier.
Fuck you. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
You fucking drove a pickup truck here. Okay.
In LA. Driving a pickup truck in LA.
Yeah, I mean, you what else am I going to drive?
Already aren't apologizing.
Yeah, go. So, France, what? Which one?
Are you talking about Hebdo?
No, there was an issue with the newspaper writers in all the Muhammad jokes.
Charlie Hebdo, yeah.
Yeah, Hebdo, people literally getting killed.
Uh-huh.
Right. And so it was a murky issue, and it happened a few times. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe, like, as a, you know, I believe in free speech, but I also believe in, you know, shutting the fuck up sometimes. You understand? This is not the thing to tell. And in America, like, comics here, like, no, everything should be off.
Well, there's freedom of speech, but there's no freedom of consequences.
Correct.
Beautiful. You can say what you want, but people could fucking kill you.
Right.
If they shouldn't, but they could.
You're right. They should not for words, but yes.
I'm not for taking anyone's life. But again, I feel like, you know, where do we draw the line? You know, mm-hmm. we're not, sure. If it was a comedian, sure, it's a comedy club.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if you're a journalist... Mm-hmm.
You are supposed to be reporting facts.
Facts. Right. And you understand where we live. And I don't know what you're trying to get out of this.
That's how I feel.
So.
Right.
And you know what? And they.
And here's the funny part, right?
Right.
Like, I'm thinking about not talking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict when this motherfucker can go there and shit on a religion.
Right.
Right.
Let me shit on other stuff too. Let's have equal shits.
Right. You know? Like, goes, but in all fairness, in all, you know, in, well, not in all fairness, but to some level of defense, before they did what they did actually warn that journal group. They said, hey, they did send a couple warnings, like, stop.
Okay. Can
stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. And they did what they, you know.
What's the question?
Hmm?
Yeah, what
well,
is the question?
The ultimate question, like,
am
is...
Am I with killing...
No,
I...
Oh, sorry. he's like, my elbow's right here.
Just close.
What happened?
Sorry.
Did you have your elbow on his shoulder? First, he took our pillows. Then he's taking Neil's right. shoulder. In a second, he's going to put his feet
Whoa,
up here.
Yeah. What up? Israel, Palestine, yo. Jonas is Israel. Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, that was the terrorist.
dude.
That's it.
Oh, my God. How did this happen?
I own this couch now.
I own this backyard.
This is my couch now.
Wow. Yeah.
And if you try and say no.
Oh, God damn.
So can comedians, the question is can comedians, stand-up comedians.
You can, religion is a red line.
Okay.
Islam is a non-tolerant.
In those regions, right? In America.
I mean.
Yeah. Even
I can't,
America now
yeah.
is starting to
Cause
get
Because on the time, bro, I've had people, I've said stuff and people go, hey, you offended me. And I'm very quick to be like, sorry.
Here's the problem.
I'm
As
very.
A comic, like, I have religious jokes, but I know where to swim.
Right.
That's it.
I have
Don't be disrespectful.
Right.
Right.
And if, listen, here's the thing. If you're going to be rude, be funny.
Mm.
Right? Mm. If the logic mm-hmm. is bulletproof, right. you're good.
Right.
Every joke is, like, to me, a philosophical argument. If there's a loophole in it, if it's not, like, sound, it's not a sound argument.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
What are
Interesting.
You just like, you're not Dave Chappelle.
Right.
right.
You know, like I have a joke right. with 72 virgins.
Yes.
I did that in Kuwait. No one laughed. It's hilarious.
It's a great joke.
They were like, I don't know if I could laugh.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you know, it's real. And then I said, all the people that didn't laugh went to Morocco and missed out all their chances to get 72 virgins and they died.
Hilarious.
See, that's you funny. Bring it back.
Then you just
and so
it
like,
in.
I'm yeah, not a funny. Professional by any means, but I was like, cool, I saved it. Let's keep going.
I have a joke like that that I did in Nebraska, not with 72 virgins.
Do you know why I said Morocco?
No, I actually don't.
So you just were like, yeah,
I just
funny.
Agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, because like that's where they go to sleep with prostitutes.
Morocco?
Yeah, it's like the Vegas of
That's why Moroccans are so cool. I knew it. Yeah. Listen. So
they laughed because I'm like, yeah, but you go to Morocco, you get it? So like,
this is why they're so cool. This makes so much sense. Dog, Moroccans are the coolest of that region, dog. They're always, they're down for anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
They always have drugs. They always, and they always sell amazing suits. Listen, I mean,
Moroccans are cool because they always have drugs.
Every Moroccan I've ever met, like, there's just, it's the same thing.
And gel,
like,
Hair gel.
The hair gel. You get it, dog.
Moroccans look like they're about to play a soccer match every day.
They always look sweaty, but like
Ronaldo, like swoop.
Right, like the whole day, hair never goes down.
Man,
the whole day.
I went to a Moroccan restaurant last week. Mm-hmm. I was
had hummus.
No hummus. No hummus. Had
I know what he's to do.
He gets it. You didn't get it. It's
okay. See that right there?
Yeah. No.
It was a reference for another episode from of yours.
Oh wow.
He was doing a callback.
Shout out to Malik. That's good. Yeah. That's good. But I was like, y'all are. This is curry. Let's not beat around the bush here. This is Indian curry y'all are doing. And it kind of upset me a little bit, but I let it go.
I mean, again, did we claim that they're Arabic yet? Now, drum roll. I'm just kidding.
Doug, let's get into a story,
I've been
man.
To Morocco. Well, I have Moroccan friends. Love you. All Habibi.
Habibi, you're all my Morocco. Habibis.
It's all for laughs, shits and giggles.
Do we consider... Now, Egypt is not Arabic, correct?
It is.
Egypt
it's in Africa,
Arabic.
But it's...
I don't know.
Arab
I think Egypt is Africans for some reason.
They
I think
they identify
African.
As Arabic. They host the whatever, the English translation, the Arabic parliament. Like, they host it. So they're
really? Wow. Okay. I don't know.
So that's Africa. Actually where our first story from today is from Egypt. Mm. They have recently discovered a pregnant mummy in Egypt.
Yeah. She died pregnant or she just got pregnant?
No, she.
That's gonna be the. That's the question. A fucking archaeologist is in there, she's
right?
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. A zip zip.
Wow. No, so they originally found the mummy, and they thought the mummy, they thought the mummy was a priest, and it turns out it was just someone who wouldn't take the pill. Now it was so they found that they thought it was a priest, and when they had further did research, they were like, oh wow, there was like an embryo inside this mummy. This mummy was pregnant, but they were fascinated with the fact that they would like mummify like
somebody,
you know,
that was pregnant.
Right. But why? The Egyptians, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So it was a baby was dead then too, right?
Right.
So they're
thinking
a
baby's gonna crawl out of there like 9 months later after the button.
Well,
if it's the movie The Mummy, starring Brendan Fraser, it just might.
Oh, they mummified the embryo inside.
No, they didn't mummify the whole body. So the body, but this was the first one they've ever found like this. They've never found another pregnant mummy before. Like,
did the embryo have its own little mummy suit?
Like there was a
baby mummy
that like wraps around. Very thorough.
And which museum in France are they taking it to?
No, this is staying in Egypt, man.
This is I mean, I was trying to think of more riffs, but like this is actually how I feel about it. Why are we just cool with unboxing mummies now? Like museums are unboxing mummies like fucking shoe drops.
Right.
They're like, yo man, here's a new pharaoh. Well, and they're just opening this shit and
pharaoh
it's supposed
nine.
To be got the pharaoh nine, dude. That's our
the pharaoh
podcast
nine.
Name. Yeah. But it's like it's fucked, right? This is like a very beautiful historical artifact, mm-hmm. and white museums are going in and just like, all right, well, let's crack it open and see what's inside. Like they had to check inside of a mummy's vagina.
Know. Yeah.
To find an embryo, right?
How disrespectful.
Mad disrespectful.
But they open those
things. But I mean, in the
up.
Name of science, you know?
In the name of science.
I guess.
You know?
Science.
I mean, the thing is, like, there wants to be more research about it, but Egypt is very protective of the stuff that they find.
They should
justifiably.
Be. Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird when people, they don't even let you see everything when you go there. There are people who go and, like, I want to see certain things, and they're like, no, not you.
Right.
I didn't know they can do, like, I know it's part of the Middle East. They can literally just say no to white people.
Yeah.
And I wish we could do that here.
Oh, man.
I wish we could just certain things.
All I can say is once my green card's out, you should have me as a guest again, and then I'll say what I wish.
Oh, my God.
You're holding, he's holding back, and I want to thank you.
We're just too many minorities on one couch.
I know.
No, it's great. It's great. Our forefathers paid for this. Now, let's in this case, when you sit here and you look at stuff like this, right, like these mummies, stuff like this, these, like what they embody, they don't travel. They all stay in one place. Do you go, like, when you go out there?
The mummies don't travel?
No, they don't take they don't take these things. They don't put them on a tour. They don't put them on a pickup.
It's actually first class.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more business class. In Italy than in Egypt.
You see more mummies in Italy?
In Italy?
Yeah.
They have mummies.
I went to a museum.
Oh, yeah, museum.
Bro, they have everything.
See,
everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think Egypt are keeping these mummies. I think these mummies are going to museums in Europe.
You think so?
Not all of them. Positive.
I don't know if they have a choice.
Yeah, can you look it up? I guess. Yeah.
Jamie, pull that up.
I don't even know what you Google. Like, where do mummies go? Right. Are mummies in Europe?
Right. Well, so I learned it. I didn't know that.
Sorry, Al.
I didn't know.
Don't
like,
Google that.
Yeah,
he's like, don't Google.
Now he's already done.
How long did it take you guys to know that archaeology is like relatively boring work? Like, how long did it take for you to know before that when you went in a pyramid, like, you know, there's no booby traps? Like, how
long?
The
moment they came out and said T Rexes had feathers, not skin, I'm like, I'm done with this field.
With science, archaeology.
They said T Rexes had feathers?
Yeah.
You heard this right here on
Papaya
9, everybody.
Look it up.
What am I looking at?
They came out and said that T Rex is like the T Rex.
Yeah.
That was like a few years ago. I read this thing and they said like they think it had feathers. It was more like a big chicken rather than like a reptile. And I'm like, I'm done. I don't care.
T Rexes had feathers?
Yeah. Not to fly. They just had feathery textured bodies.
He's right. They had a thin coat of downy feathers.
Downy, like a quilted quicker picker locker upper.
Now we know where all the dinosaurs went. They were used as pillows.
Use them as a paper towel.
Yeah, that makes me less scared of it now.
See,
yeah, honestly, it makes it less scary.
Big feathers. Chicken.
Yeah,
it's a big chicken.
Big bird.
Yeah, it's a big bird.
It's like
bird.
Sesame Street.
Right.
Wait.
Whoa. Wait a
big
minute.
Big bird was a dinosaur.
Big Bird was
technically,
not a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Was not a dinosaur?
But no. They said Big Bird.
No.
Yeah, so he's a T-Rex.
Are dinosaurs birds? Is
I
that what we're saying?
Maybe. I don't
because
know.
Because chicken birds are the closest related relatives that we have.
What did you study in school?
Film studies.
Oh my god. But you read a lot.
Yeah.
You said it in quotation.
You read
like articles.
I'm American educated.
Yeah. But you are very smart, Neil.
I'm not, bro. It's something I want to debunk, Saad. People think Indians are smart.
I do.
We're not.
I don't
not
know
all
if you
us.
Can say that all of Indians are smart.
Yeah,
God bless India. But I've met some Indians. Jesus.
I'm a dumbass, man.
Like, there's nothing going on up there.
Yeah,
I've met everyone from everywhere that has nothing going on
you
up
gotta,
there.
I agreed to do this because I thought Neil was one of the smart ones. Now, if
what are you?
No, Neil's smart.
Once we got to geometry, my brain was like, I'm done.
That's the only math class I did really well in.
Really?
Yeah, because it was common sense. You look at a space, this has to be this. So it's
geometry is stupid. It's like, prove this
what?
Thing that's
it's
already
the only
been proven.
Applicable math.
But it's literally, it's like, this, prove this.
Like,
it's already
this
proven.
Is geometry. This is geometry.
Yeah, 90-degree angles.
Yeah, like lighting is geometry. Yeah.
Okay, when I hang up my curtain rods, am I using the Pythagorean theorem?
No, but the guy that made them did.
Oh, fuck that. Damn it. Maybe.
I think, by the way. I don't even know what the Pythagorean
is. You know what? This is very true about Arabic people. They appreciate science and math. Very big on
we're
science.
Bad at it, but we created it.
No, Indians created it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Indians created it, bro.
No, just like hummus, I'm sure.
No, we don't claim hummus. That shit's
no,
weird.
No, we made math. Algebra is...
No.
All right, Google it.
Wait a minute.
Algebra is an Arabic last name.
Hold on now. Weren't the Egyptians the number one at it now? Weren't Egyptians... Wait a minute
so
now.
He's going to take it to Africa.
Yeah, right.
Haiti, but what did they speak back then?
Right.
Yes.
Egyptian? I don't know what they spoke.
You're about to say African.
I don't know what they spoke, but...
No, India created the system of tens.
Sure.
And the number zero.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Do we need
but
the number
we made
zero?
Algebra is what I'm saying.
No, but think about
we
how...
We made algebra. not math.
That's good. I don't even know what to say to that.
Ah, Habibi Allen. You got it?
All right. Well, according to this, the oldest clay tablets with mathematics date back to over 4,000 years ago in Mesopotamia.
Egypt.
Give me five. And then look up Alan algebra, please.
Mesopotamia is Egypt, right?
Just look up algebra.
Who made algebra? But listen, man. I love Indians.
Oh, listen, it's all love. It's all love. We have to have the love here because it's not in India, actually. Like, with the region. You know, Pakistan, India, there's still some issues. Nepal, India, China, India. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got to have the love here.
Mm. You guys have a lot of issues.
There's a lot of us, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us, and we're all very needy.
I'm pretty cool with Indians. I like Indians.
Indians are
all
easy to get along with.
The father of algebra is a guy named Al-Khwarizmi.
Khwarizmi.
Yeah.
Arabic.
Where's like what part?
Keep going. Don't stop. I don't know.
Just as he's the
I like how he says this with a straight face. Keep going. It's like a hostage negotiation. Keep going. Don't stop.
Hold on. It's a 25-minute video.
Oh, God. Why are you looking on YouTube? Just go on Wikipedia.
Hey, this is Saad. Go ahead. Play it.
Saad, when did I'm hungry.
When did you come to
America?
When did you come here?
2009. I mean, the first for school or like first time I first set time foot in America.
Yeah.
I think I was 9 years old.
Nine. So, were you aware of the 24 era? Of like, okay, so after 9/11, there's a show called 24 that came out.
Yeah, I've watched a lot.
So that really shaped what Americans thought of brown people.
Nice.
In America, and it's just so funny to rewatch it now because it's so stereotypical. Like,
right.
You know, and every single guy who's brown on there is like Al Habib, Jazeeb.
Yeah.
You know,
garbage.
It's just all just like
lazy writing.
Very lazy writing, dude. Mm. Yeah. And I was rewatching an episode recently. There was a dude playing a Middle Eastern guy. He was like maybe Italian or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
They
beautiful.
Do that in American
just
movies. They beautiful. Love using American people
it's
for those roles.
It's changing now. It's changing now. But yeah, that even in 06 or whatever, there was. Anyway, 24 is a great show.
Did they blow up Glendale on that show? Do you remember that?
Did they?
I thought
they did, didn't they?
They blew it up.
They blew up Glendale.
That's crazy.
That was fucked up.
They blew up Glendale?
Yeah,
dude.
Well, I remember it was like a part, like a storyline.
More than it's already
like,
blown up?
Yeah.
I remember it was like a storyline is like there
sounds
was
like
a bomb
helped.
And then Jack Bauer's like running to
yes.
defuse it and you're like, oh, he's going to defuse it.
Yeah.
And you think it's like a normal kind of thing and then it just goes off.
Well, because he stops at that BMW dealership.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glendale guys, come on!
No, Armenians, we get it. I just think the BMW is so overused that now anyone that uses BMW in a punchline, I'm like, get the fuck off.
Well, here is one interesting thing about
it. My knee hurts.
Here's the one interesting thing about it.
What if I would have said chandelier, like a chandelier store?
Persian.
That's pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
Chandelier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great word.
Are the luxury cars are the luxury cars out there? What's this thing about there's so much wealth out there being in Dubai? People leaving their luxury cars at the airport. They're just like it's cars.
Where do you get your stories?
It's all there. It's this public information.
At the airport? No.
No, in Dubai, like luxury, like Ferraris, like they
just leave them for some.
They leave
to
them.
Drive
this is
them.
Real. They're, look it up, Alan. There's,
that's bullshit.
Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. There are garages. There are garages in Dubai.
They leave them at the airport like their shoes.
They do. They do.
So that someone
they
like
do.
Me is like. Oh, Ferrari. I'm going to go home.
They do. No. They leave them there, and they collect dust.
It's LAX?
No, not LAX. Oh. Dubai. I'm talking about Dubai. Dubai. Like, yeah.
DBX.
Yeah.
DBX.
It's
called
DBX.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It is DBX.
Hilarious.
DMX. So, we can, so they pull up, and then it's like, yeah, they leave them there.
For other people to take.
I don't know. Oh they collect dust, God. Bro. They sit there. They're good cars.
I mean, I'm sure they park stuff outside, yeah. It's a dusty city.
Just sandstorms.
Like they just
no.
Yeah, they leave them to leave them and they never come back. Is that what you're saying?
Leave
like they desert their
the bullshit.
Okay, it looks like Jonas is talking about there's a bunch of supercars left at a bunch of different airports and car parks across the United Arab Emirates every year.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah.
Drunk drivers.
No, it's really rich people who just be leaving their cars. Like it's baller shit going on out there. It's some baller shit going on.
I don't
on.
Know if they leave it intentionally. I'm sure like statistically if you have, it's almost like if we did a statistic on like how many minivans are left at LAX, it would be a lot because probably they leave, they go to Mexico and they can't come back in.
There would be no minivans left at LAX.
No.
They would be stolen.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is like, you know, per capita, if you have a lot of supercars, you're going to find expensive cars left at the airport.
But it's unique because
you know
it's a high
right.
concentration
I got
of
my
the wealthiest.
Statistics guy.
All right, according to this article, okay. It's a lot of expats who like get the cars.
So they can't come back.
And then, well, they get the cars and then they struggle kind of like financially. And then according to their like Sharia law, like you can't have like debt or something. So instead of like kind of dealing with it, they just abandon
really?
It.
We're a loving, loving religion.
Wait, so
we forgive your debt.
That's a part of the law?
You can't charge interest.
Wow.
That's actually a biblical thing.
That's incredible.
God told that to the Israelites. That was the first thing he told them. He's like, you can't charge your brothers and sisters interest.
Yeah, but look at us now.
Well, you know.
getting mummies pregnant.
Getting mummies pregnant.
Everything's falling apart, man.
Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9, not news,
with Neil and Jonas.